Jarvon Howard, and Nick Orr.
Yes, Traven Howard.
Traven, oh. It auto-corrected, Traven.
Coach Patterson, would you like to start with an opening statement on the game?
Well, first off, I think you have to say a lot about Stanford. I tell you what, I can't say enough good things about David Shaw and his wife, the kind of people that they are and the kind of team that they run. Couple plays, you know, we've been in a couple where we lost. Iowa State kind of the same way. And so, you know, finding a way to win, come back, get to 11 wins. This group of seniors, for their opportunity to win 11 ball games and then also 40 in their career, I think is really cool. To get to the 160 landmark also, is for them to be a part of that, I think is cool. And really just the kind of people. I said before the season, I really like this group. Didn't know whether we were going to win very many ball games, if we were or not. But the bottom line to it is that, you know, you like coaches love coaching guys that are good people and they work hard. And this group does that. And so for me, it's been a blessing to be a part of it. I love them just like I told them in the locker room, the whole senior group. The next group up, they can't drop the ball. This group worked too hard to get us where we were. And we got some big games starting up next year. And you're saying, Coach, you just got done winning a game, right? But, you know, I think that's why we've been successful, because we don't just stop. And so for us, I'm just really proud of the group of kids and the staff to overcome all the things they did. And really, in the end, you didn't play with Darius Anderson. We had guys banged up at the end of the season. You have a couple losses to Oklahoma. That's what I told them. We've really, in the 15 games, you lost to Georgia in the bowl game. The two tailbacks they had. The last game of the season last year, you played against two Heisman Trophy winners. You played against another Heisman Trophy winner tonight. You played against two of the best quarterbacks at Oklahoma State and Oklahoma. The whole group, we just, you know, it's been a battle the full season. And so you can't say enough about what they've been able to accomplish and get done. You know, I was kidding Kenny. I said, you know, go be the most valuable player offensively and throw a pick. I said, imagine that. So it's a good way to battle back.
Thank you, Coach. Questions, please use microphone, and please also direct to one player or coach at one time. John?
Desmond, talk about your punt return. Looked like you reversed field on that play. What did you see, and how did it feel?
No, the punter left it in the air hanging. I believe I kicked his coverage, and you know, I just got it, and I seen green. I just took off running.
To the microphone, please repeat that, John.
It was a big play in the game. What was your reaction?
It felt good because, you know, I just got done fumbling. So, you know, I wanted to make up for that fumble and help the team out. And, you know, that's what I did.
In the front.
Desmond, you're a pretty prolific high school quarterback. You throw one pass in college, and it's a touchdown to Kenny. What can you say about that?
I don't know. Maybe I need some more passes to throw.
Come back.
Adam, do you have a question?
Kenny, seemed like kind of a slow start, you know, adjusted midway through the game, end up a winner. Was this game kind of a microcosm of your career?
I don't know. I mean, really just came out this game and tried to do too much at the beginning. And then everybody kind of got on me a little bit. And then we just all calmed down as a team and buckled down and got a win. I mean, it was what we needed to do. It's what these seniors wanted to do. We didn't want to go out like how it was headed, so we had to turn it around.
Back right.
Coach, 2 years ago, you switched out of the black shirt. Purple worked. Purple worked again today. Down 11 at the half.
I thought about changing, yes. I actually put it on, to be honest with you. Then I took it off and said, nope. They've been on my you-know-what for like 2 months to wear purple. I haven't worn purple all year, so I was staying in it. So they better once so that I could wear it again, or not, it would be another year before I wore purple. On your answer to Kenny about a microcosm, I don't think so. I mean, he left here a winner. I mean, everything he's done since he got here 3 years ago is he's been on this kind of spiral, going straight up, climbing the mountain. From everything you bought into, you know, I just said to him, he's trying to do too much. You don't have to run it if you got to, but don't throw it to them. You got a lot of good players and do all the things you need. You can't turn the ball over against a Stanford. You got to play in the red zone. You can't turn the ball over. And so, you know, and really it came down to one stop, and we, you know, made them kick a field goal a couple times. They missed one and another one, but the, you know, difference in about 6 points. And so you got to be able to make plays, and they came back, and it's Kenny's been unbelievable. He'll be successful in life, and so I mean, that's the real winner. All these guys sitting up here got a chance to be successful in life.
Question front.
Hey, Kenny, you have the distinction of being the only player in college this year to run for a touchdown, catch a touchdown, and throw for a touchdown pass in one game. You did it twice. What are you going to tell your kids about that years from now?
I mean, they better not say I'm not an athlete or something. I'll just pull up the film and show them that I can play a little bit. But I told Dez, just like I told Terp the first time, I said, please, man, I mean, if you throw it to me, I'm going to score this. And I was like, man, I'm going to get you this touchdown pass. And then sure enough, got it for him. And, I mean, I told him today, I mean, I said, hey, man, today, big day. You're going to have a big day. And he came out and balled. So, I mean, I'm proud of this.
You threw it better than what Turpin did on the kickoff return. I can tell you that. Gee, many Christmas.
Thanks, Coach. Mike?
Desmond, you also scored three different ways today in the game. What does it say about the versatility of your offense? You have so many weapons you can use in multiple ways.
Yeah, Coach Comey does a great job of, you know, utilizing my abilities. Like I said, I was a former quarterback, so he knows I could throw. You know, I played receiver for 4 years, so I just, you know, tried to come out and play my best game for my, you know, last time in TCU uniform.
Question front.
Coach Patterson, as you think about the games that Kenny gave for you and Desmond did, and also Jalen, you know, as you're recruiting the future, are you looking for those type of versatile guys more and more in the game?
Well, I mean, you know me, I've never been a guy that liked just a true dropback guy. You know, Andy was probably as close as we've ever had to being that guy. You know, being a defensive guy, it's just you play guys so differently. Like the difference of how we play Oklahoma State, which he's an unbelievable thrower, unbelievable quarterback, but doesn't run well comparably to Baker, where, you know, he can take off and he can run for 70. I mean, it's totally different how a defensive guy, how you have to defend people and how you can help people over the top if you're not worried about the quarterback. And so I've always been, if you're ever asking me and I ever get a vote, which I do, as a general, we'll always take one that has some ability to escape ability to be able to beat people up with his feet. And obviously Kenny did that again tonight. Wish he would have even did it more, especially in the first half. But it all turned out good.
Front, Adam.
Kenny, how does it feel to, you know, end your college career with a comfortable behind win?
Feels really good, you know. In the first half, you know, to play bad, like we're just not how we needed to play, come back and win with this group of guys they accepted me the minute I came in. I mean, it just feels great. It means everything to me.
Mike. Jalen, can you talk about that 93-yard touchdown pass and just what you said? I mean, it seemed like kind of Kenny just put the ball out there and you just went and got it.
I ain't Jalen.
No Jalen here.
John, do you have a question?
Gary, 2 years ago you were down 31-0. It was only 21-10 today at halftime. You must have felt like you had them right where you wanted them. And maybe next time you'll lead, actually, at the half.
I don't know. It's the bottom line to it is we need to start faster. You know, if you want to win championships, whether it's the Alamo Bowl or Oklahoma or anybody else you play, I mean, it's you can't dig a hole for yourself against good football teams. You know, we fought back tonight, and, you know, especially right before the half, I thought we had a chance. Because we got back in the ball game and we were going to get the ball. I was hoping that when we get the ball back and then we had to, you know, we tried the Hail Mary. I thought we get close enough that possibly we could get a field goal. But then it was 4th-and-3, and I didn't want to give them the ball with 30-some seconds, you know, on the 42-yard line and have an opportunity for them to pick up some points. You can't give Stanford any points. And so you had to be smart, you know, even though there was a lot of the crowd thought I was – you know, I was wasting seconds, but, you know, we thought we'd take one shot and then we get the ball, you know, and we could have made it 13-21, and then if you come out, get the ball, and then it's 20-21, and you go about your business. You know, the extra point miss just about cost us, because then we had to go for two. And so, you know, you just, again, every point counts, every play counts when you play good football teams, and, you know, this was no different tonight. And all these guys all made plays. You know, it's amazing how much your team does when they have a high intellect of how to play the game. And, you know, everybody sitting up here does. You know, and all of them have played in championship games, both Dez and Nick Orr here. They both played in the championship games, 6-8. They didn't win the championship, but they were there a couple times. Kenny won it. You know, Traven's over here. Longview was always a guy. You know, he was also a safety. He moved high. Dude, I don't know how many tackles he got tonight, but probably ended up with over 300 tackles in his career. I think, how many did you have to get over 100? Two? I guess you probably got that. So, you know, we're all a lot better coaches when we have better instruments to move around and do things. And so these guys have been unbelievable. So it's.
Final questions. Front, David.
Coach, with the win tonight, the Big 12 has now won 4 straight over Power 5 opponents in bowl games. What does that say about the strength of the Big 12 conference?
Well, yeah, in the two teams, you know, at least the one, you know, was shorthanded. But, you know, last year we won our bowl games. You know, everybody says, and like I told everybody, like I said after the Oklahoma game, you need to try to defend them, these offenses. I mean, you got two of the best quarterbacks in the country. You got one of the best, a couple of the best running backs in the country. Everybody has one of those guys. And so, you know, everybody looks at it because everybody runs so many plays, and then they say, well, we don't play any defense. And so, you know, everybody has it. So it's, for me, you know, I'm going to be really interested to see how Oklahoma does, you know, just because, I mean, it defended a lot of people. I defended Georgia at the end of the year last year. And now I know they're a better football team, you know, better up front and doing things. And then I've also defended Oklahoma a couple times. And so, you know, they were not the same football team, offense or defensively, at the end of the year that they were when they began the year. So, you know, I'm going to be real interested to see how that all turns out.
David, question.
Gary, I'd just like to ask you, you know, you've ended your season here twice, obviously, in the last 3 years. I know, obviously, you guys would want to be in a college playoff if you had your way, but just like to ask about just the atmosphere here of the Alamo. It's a kind of a unique stadium. It's not energy. It's not AT&T Stadium in Arlington, but it's still, be it ever so humble, it's not a bad atmosphere. I'd just like to ask you, Gary, what do you think of the atmosphere here?
You know, number one, I wouldn't take a second back seat to anybody. I mean, our kids, I think, you can ask them. I'll let Nick or Traven have an answer a question here. But I'd let you also listen. I mean, like I said on the field, I mean, the way we've been treated for our fans to come here at the last moment, the atmosphere and how loud it gets, you know, it wasn't as full as it was the last time we played here, but it was still over 55,000 was the attendance. That's an unbelievable bowl game. And with the Riverwalk and how the people, the hospitality of everything went on, I mean, what would you guys add to that, Nick? You and Traven?
I mean, I ain't tripping that we had to play here the last 2 or 3 years. I mean, I'm just glad we went out, came out with a win. I mean, it's a good stadium, good turf to play on. So, I mean, it's always exciting to me. And it's always – both endings was good. So that's something that I can always say and be part of, say that we came back. So, I mean, that's something that I'll never forget. So I
people
actually
here
enjoyed it.
Good?
Yeah, everybody treated me good.
Until he gets home, his mom's the toughest person in your family. How about you, Traven?
I mean, any bowl game is a good bowl game. I'm just grateful to be here. Thinking coming out of high school, I was almost not here. I got my offer at the last minute, and I would just like to thank Coach P for giving me the opportunity that he gave me.
We have a final question. Do you want in front? No.
Hey, Desmond, when you learned Jalen Reagor was coming to TCU, this is a guy from your neighborhood, your neck of the woods. What was your reaction?
I was excited because, you know, like I said, he's about, 10 minutes from where I was. I knew him when he was growing up. And, you know, I knew he was a good player since he'd been in high school. And, you know, he's just keep getting better. As long as he keep working, he's going to be a great player here at TCU.
What did you think of the touchdown?
Oh, we needed it, like I said, because I just turned the ball over and he came back and made a great play.
Thank you.